an amazing fact about ruby-throated hummingbirds. They start their migration to Mexico and Central America for the winter on the exact same day and time every year. And despite their minuscule size, their memory of food sources is so vivid that they visit the very same feeders and even the same flowers year after year as they migrate. How can we possibly know this?
Right now, we have caught our first hummingbird of the morning at the feeders here at Stowe.
Because of people like Susan Campbell.
We are preparing to band this bird. It's a young male, feisty for a young hummingbird.
Campbell is one of only three people in North Carolina and just a few hundred nationwide licensed to band hummingbirds. Today, she demonstrates the technique for hummingbird fans at Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens. They watch curiously as she holds one of the tiny birds nestled in what looks like... Is that a...
Yeah, that's a toe of a nylon stocking. It allows us to be able to work with the bird with two hands. And the bird is on its back, and that's why it's so calm. They're not accustomed to being on their back, and so it calms them down so that we can work with them.
She weighs the bird and takes its measurements.
This bird has a wing cord of about 42 millimeters, a tail of 27 millimeters.
She snaps a tiny aluminum band around its leg, printed with a unique set of numbers, like a social security number. She or another bander hopes to trap the bird again down the line so they can track its health and travel patterns. It starts with the trap.
It's a lot like fishing. Takes patience.
Dottie Leonowitz is in charge of the trapping for Campbell's banding demonstration today. She sits under a tent canopy about 20 feet from a simple wire cage with sugar water for bait. In her hand rests the string that will trigger the door shut when a bird enters the cage.
He's outside of it now. Looks like he's trying to get inside.
There we go. Got him. Come along. Now they get really antsy at this point.
Gently, she traps the bird in her hand against the side of the cage and slips it into a white cloth bag.
Okay.
The tiny bird is about the size of a silver dollar, but weighs closer to a dime. It buzzes and bounces inside the bag like an angry fairy in a Disney cartoon. Leonowitz hands off her catch to Campbell and heads back to her post at the trap.
The bird that I've got in my hand right now, I think, is a young male.
Once Campbell finishes measuring, weighing, and banding it, she walks through the crowd with the bird in hand.
I'm going to walk this guy around, make sure everybody gets to see.
The whole process takes a matter of minutes, and then it's time to set him free.
We're going to need to move out a little bit outside the tent. Would you like to help let this little guy go? I promise it won't hurt.
Campbell picks 12-year-old Sax Rose from the crowd while the others huddle around.
I thought, there's no way it'll stay on my hand, but she just puts it on your hand, hangs onto its wings, and just lets go of her wings, and she walks back, and it just flies off.
This is definitely the best part of the whole thing, and he may sit on your hand for a second, but he's fidgety. I'm guessing he probably is just going to zip away. All right, here we go. There he goes.
And he's off, to Mexico or beyond. If he survives the treacherous journey, there's a good chance Campbell will meet up with him again. 10 years banding hummingbirds has taught her that he'll come back to the same feeders and flowers when he migrates next year. That's already a pretty amazing thing to have learned from her work, but she'd like to know a lot more.
Well, if these guys could talk, they could sure tell us a story, I'm sure. Wish they could at times.
For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.